from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Warning: the following podcast was recorded prior to Shaq Barrett announcing his retirement.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Looking at the Miami Dolphins edge rushing unit, we had some news come out late last week on Thursday that both Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips will start training camp on the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. Jalen Phillips suffered his injury against the Jets in late November. Bradley Chubb was about a month later. He suffered his leg injury against the Baltimore Ravens. So, Kat, it's not necessarily a surprise to see either of these guys on the PUP list, but would you be surprised to see either of them out there on opening day?
It would surprise me if Chubb were. I'm hoping that he starts the season on PUP and he's only out six games, and that would be a huge shot in the arm when he comes back. And, you know, I'm really – Jalen Phillips, I've got on the 53-man roster for week one. It's kind of a hope right now, but, you know, every piece of news that we get tends to get better and better with him. And, you know, even if he's not back, it's nice that the Dolphins invested so much there with Shaq Barrett, with – Chop Robinson and with Muhammad Kamara. So, yeah, they've got some plans there. And how great would it be if, you know, if Phillips and Chubb were forced to miss the beginning of the year, if the Dolphins were still playing well on defense, getting to the quarterback, and now you got those two guys coming back.
Josh, what are the expectations? I mean, thinking about that, like, go back to last year, how great that Dolphins pass rush was, having Christian Wilkins, healthy Bradley Chubb, healthy Jalen Phillips. What would be going through your mind if the Dolphins are still getting to the quarterback without those guys out there? Speaking about a front seven that's looking entirely different, just being able to sustain that pressure.
Yeah, I'd be goosebumps, right over the moon excited. I mean, this would be, I'd be sitting there saying, this is what we expected from Vic Fangio, right? I'd be all for that, man. And I do think it, I don't have Jalen Phillips on my 53 because I was trying to make it harder, you know, write down guys I might cut down the road. But he's going to start season on PUP. He's absolutely on the 53. But if we get him back week one, I mean, that would be huge, either of these guys. But like I think Kat said, it's probably more unlikely that Bradley Chubb will be that one. And I do think Dolphin fans, I mean, we're all sitting there seeing, you know, Machamp running down, you know, doing ladder drills, doing all those different things. I mean, that doesn't mean he's going to be ready necessarily week one. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. We just need to get him right. He's not going to be maybe the same player this season, but just to have him healthy, to be out there. I think getting Jalen Phillips at 75%, 80%, you know, for the push to the playoffs, Bradley Chubb as well. I mean, holy crap, man, that's a scary, scary defense.
I don't want to get too crazy here, but there is like the scenario where if we want like a best case scenario for the Dolphins, it's one of those two Giants years, right? It's like the pass rush just gets healthy at the right time. Offenses can't figure it out. And before you know it, you know, you're competing in mid-January. Like, that's the ideal scenario where it's just the airplane taking off at that ideal time. So, Kat, I have three. I have both Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb starting the year on the PUP just for this exercise to see what things look like. That leaves me with three edge defenders being Chop Robinson, Shaq Barrett, and Mo Kamara. Is that about right?
Yeah, I've got Jalen Phillips, Shaq Barrett, Chop Robinson, and Mo Kamara on there, and really everybody else is on the PUP list for that. But to piggyback on what you guys said with Jalen Phillips, yeah, I mean, there is a scenario where I would never suggest that his injury last year was a good thing, but kind of the silver lining in it is, do you get Jalen Phillips back at 75 or 80%, like Josh said, and then maybe he's not quite all the way there this year, but now you're not giving him $30 million a year as an edge rusher and a contract extension. I mean, next year in 2025, he's only going to be 26 years old, yep. You know, so this is somebody that I believe if he's able to get back eventually to where he was, is the superstar of the defense. So I'm really looking forward to that. It was terrible to see him go out last year when he was having clearly the best year of his career.
Goosebumps again. You're giving me goosebumps talking about him.
I've been starting to go back and watch some games. I'm really starting to get that football itch, getting excited for the season. And I don't think I really gave Andrew Van Ginkle the credit he deserved, not just as a pass rusher, but I thought he was a great linebacker who could cover first and be a blitzer second. I thought he was absolutely great in the flat. I thought he had some great breakups when he got that flexibility of not being a full-time edge rusher once you saw those injuries. Kat, who do you think could be that player on this roster who is that coverage first, maybe pass rush second player who just is always around the ball, maybe has a nose for it, and maybe can force a few turnovers just because they're doing a couple different things here in Anthony Weaver's defense?
You know, it's kind of a struggle to find that player, to be real honest with you. I mean, it's because Van Ginkle was he wasn't a superstar, but he was a positionless player and he was an unpredictable player, and the ball just kind of found him sometimes, you know, whether it was on special teams or on defense, he was a guy you always had to kind of look out for. And now, you know, you look at kind of the inside linebacker position, Jordan Brooks and David Long, both really sturdy, solid players, but are they big time come out of nowhere playmakers? I don't quite think so. Chop Robinson, obviously, can run like the wind. Maybe he drops back a few times. I think that's a little bit too ambitious for him. He's going to be getting to the quarterback. But you kind of get where I'm coming from here, where Van Ginkle was a different type of player, not a superstar, but just a different type of player to prepare for.
I was going to say,
Josh, you got your bullseye on anyone?
Yeah, can I say Channing Tindall? Can I throw him out there? I mean, I had a joke, but he came off
the edge
a bit in college. He's nowhere near the Andrew Van Ginkle that we all loved and admired, but I do have him making my list. You know, I know it was a kind of a toss-up between him and Duke Riley, but I stuck with Channing Tindall. I know that's not the question you asked, but I do think we're still missing that player, and I think Kat put it, you know, perfectly, you know, that just comes out of nowhere and makes plays. I mean, you see Jordan Brooks around the football, you see David Long around the football, but I don't know that I necessarily saw him make game-changing plays the same way you can recall Andrew Van Ginkle doing it. So I'll joke until I'm blue in the face until he's not on the roster, but maybe it'll be Channing Tindall. Maybe this will finally be his year, and he can be that player that, you know, can surprise some people.
Do you think Tindall could make the 53 here, Kat?
I have him on the 53, and I've got Duke Riley being cut and the Dolphins saving $2.5 million on there. So, and yeah, I've got to say I'm stubborn on Channing Tindall, even though he hasn't shown anything on defense. But I am hoping that he can take over and really be that guy on special teams, if for nothing else. And maybe this is somebody too that, look, let's simplify his responsibilities. He doesn't have to be great at everything on defense. What he can do is he's long and he can run. So maybe you get him in some blitz packages. I've got to say too with Tindall, the reason I'm dug in, I really like the pick of Channing Tindall in the 2022 draft. I had him as when he was picked at the end of the third round, because the Dolphins didn't have, you know, first and second round picks because they traded him for Tyreek Hill. He was number 3 on my board. Number 1 was Tariq Woolen, who is a pro, who's been a Pro Bowl cornerback for the Seahawks. And number two is Zach Tom, who is looking like a really good right tackle for the Packers. So I'm looking at Channing Tindall now, like, this better be your year, because those two other players fell to the fifth round, and they're starting for their teams, and this guy can't even get on the field on defense. So let's go, Channing.
I was begging last year. I started with Duke Riley on my 53. I have him there right now. But as we talk about this and really think about it, I don't know how secure that spot is, because looking at the end of last season, like, Duke Riley had he had so many opportunities just to kind of wave his hands in the air and say, hey, guys, look at me, I can make a play. But just the middle of that Dolphins defense was so absolutely lost by the end of the season, just because of the Jerome Baker injuries. David Long, I think, missed a little time. Javon Holland was out. Deshaun Elliott was missing time. You had so many backups in, and everybody looked so lost. You were kind of hoping that Duke Riley, being a veteran in that unit, could maybe stand out, stick out a little bit, and be one of those guys to make a play. It wasn't necessarily it, but do you guys have Duke Riley, Channing Tindall as like that bubble battle, in a sense, at linebacker?
I do, yeah, and there are a lot of these interesting one-on-one battles or triple threat matches going on here at these positions. If, you know, one of them is Channing Tindall against Duke Riley. Another one, you look at the defensive line, you know, we Brandon Peely versus Jonathan Harris versus Deshaun Hand. You know, these are going to be the fascinating battles. And then that's easy for us to say now, but what undrafted free agent is going to come up and make his case? Because, you know, I can't remember a time where the Dolphins didn't at least have one undrafted free agent make their roster. And you look at kind of this show, and it's hard to put an undrafted free agent on the roster with everything going on here. There's a lot of fascinating battles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.